Hello, Pinellas County. It's time for you to check out Angie's Grill on Drew Street. Angie's Grill on Drew Street in Clearwater is under new ownership, where Ina and Eric Thomas are bringing a new look, a new feel, and an updated menu with affordable prices. For breakfast, try Eric's favorite made-from-scratch Belgian waffles with blueberries or strawberries. Or for lunch, try the Kaz, also known as beef liver with caramelized onions. Not your style? No problem. How about the chicken wings? Or the spaghetti and meatballs? Or even the meatloaf with potatoes? At Angie's Grill on Drew Street, we're not making you a meal from a can. It's a meal made from scratch. And if you have room, try one of Ina's desserts, cakes, or pies by the slice. Or take home a super individual pie. It's the Thomas family serving dine-in and pickup at Angie's Grill on Drew Street. A hidden gem in the tiny plaza at the corner of Jupiter and Drew, across from the 7-Eleven. That's Angie's Grill on Drew Street. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. till 3 p.m. Or on the weekends from 6 a.m. till 2 p.m. Give us a call, 727-441-2644. That's Angie's Grill on Drew Street, located at 1732 Drew Street in Clearwater.
Mr. Brian Cash Klein!
Tom, another one in the books. What's your favorite song, Jane?
Favorite song, Moon River.
Moon River, do you got that? Okay, and then Bob, what's your favorite song?
I would agree, Moon River. I would agree, Moon River.
And this is Pictor Marketing Solutions. You know, it's so important to market, right? I have a guy, A&E Eagle, right? He's just like, there's a new guy that just did business with me, right? He does printing and graphics.
Oh, okay.
He's a printer, right?
We do a lot of things. I think one of the biggest things is the value of promotional products in today's world. And the main things are apparel, the pens, pencils, and the big thing we're seeing more and more of is notepads and sticky notes, where people get it, put whatever the message is, and then people will use those sticky notes. We will go in businesses like this, and we will see our sticky notes put all around the place. People remember, because promotional products do work.
I really believe that, too. You know, I mean, you're not selling me, because I'm a promoter in a way. Mm-hmm. You know, people tell me print media is dead, but the value is it's only online. But people want stuff that's going to be constantly in front of you, something you can tangibly touch,
something you can use, something you keep.
I think the big thing with promotional products, I have found, as you and I have talked previously, I'm out of a broadcast background. But I think promotional products are better, because in many ways, people touch them, they feel them. It gives validity to a product, because you have your name on something. They go in somewhere and they see your name there, and it also goes on to other people. I think the biggest thing to do with it is to give something in a promotional product that is usable by anyone. That's why shirts are a good promotional product to wear, put on your shirt. Your name, your logo, etc. But the big thing with the promotional products, I find overall, is to give something that people will keep and will use, and not just throw away.
Very good. And the thing with the shirts too, it gives credibility.
Yes.
Right. And you know, I met the lady that works for the St. Pete Times, and I've known her for probably 25, 30 years. And I get hit with print media is dead, right?
No, I don't agree with that.
But here's the thing with the shirts. I remember when I first started off, she said something to me. Anybody can open up a Facebook account, right? That doesn't mean you have credibility.
Right.
Anybody can open up a website. That doesn't mean you have credibility. But if you place an ad in the newspaper, right, that gives you credibility, because not anybody's going to place an ad in the newspaper. Not anybody's going to order shirts, right? I believe when you see someone wearing a uniform, or a company shirt, to me, that's immediate credibility. If someone's coming in to fix my plumbing, let's just say, and they have plumbing uniform mm-hmm. on, I immediately, in my head, give credibility to that company. If someone has a pen, right, that has the pens made, that immediately gives me credibility. Right? It gives instant credibility to your organization.
Right. And the big thing I would say...
You guys get closer to the mics.
The big thing I would say, too, is anybody can order online, just like you can put a Facebook page out there or something like that. But when you buy local and you have a provider that meets with you, they stand up for the products. Too many times people can get things just bought online from wherever, who knows what. And they don't work. They run out. Ink, particularly.
Right.
Pens. They dry up.
I had that actually happen.
They dry up because they're bought in. They might be cheaper. But remember, you get what you pay for.
Right.
I would like to say one thing also about apparel. It's very important, whether you're a yard crew, whoever it might be, that things are clean. There's nothing worse than having on a shirt with a logo on it and having it very dirty. You are presenting yourself to the public, and that's the most important thing to always remember. You are a salesman to the public of who you are and who your company is. We have many yard crews that we work with. We always try and emphasize, get them clean. Don't go around in a dirty, you know, I understand during the day, but by the same token, in the morning, go out and look presentable. That's one of the most important things. And that's why it is we also have them in all the various colors for safety, the orange, the green. And we always say, put your name on, make it very credible.
Very good stuff. And I agree with that 100%. And I'm a sloppy person. So, and then my son is like, I have five kids, but one of my kids is sloppy too. So they always say, oh, he's just like you. But... there is that professional, and where it is there's a book out called Dress for Success.
Definitely.
I agree with you 100%.
Right. So in other words, if you present yourself professionally, then at some point you got the door open, and your first impression is the most important.
And when you're out and about, whether you're in the grocery store, whether you're in the mall, wherever you're walking, somebody sees that name on a shirt, whether it's embroidered or a t-shirt. They see that, and it's called top of mind. Then all of a sudden, they might see it again somewhere. And that's what's important. It's the referral relationship that it's...
Name recognition.
Name recognition.
Public relations.
Right.
Like, public relations, if you have a business, can be the key to the success. Right. Because people want to come back based on public relations.
And so many businesses open. They open a business, a small shop. Granted, they are working on a small budget. But they sit in their store and they're waiting for people to come. But people don't know about them. They need to get the word out. Branding, promotional products, which can be very minimal cost, can get the information out to the public in their area to let them know to come.
And then you have some people, they'll just say to you, word of mouth. They don't need to do that. And they're always single operators, right? You never see someone that's a player. I'm on the phone. That's why I keep going back to this A&E Printing and Eagle guy. You just know that he's a player, right? So he had a business, right, in Largo. But yet he still belonged to the Dunedin Chamber of Commerce. He still belonged to the Clearwater Chamber of Commerce. He still went to networking groups, mm-hmm. right? He's a very successful man, and he's a player, right? He thinks differently. There's a guy that has a printing company that's in Dunedin. He's not even in the chamber. But here's a guy that's in Largo, since there's nobody there, he's in the Dunedin Chamber. I thought you had to have your business in Dunedin to be in the chamber, but apparently not.
None of the chambers require that.
I didn't know that.
We are very much a part of the Palm Harbor Chamber.
Yes.
Bob, in fact, is the past honorary mayor of Palm Harbor Chamber. Anybody that wants to do business in Palm Harbor can join the Palm Harbor
and
Chamber.
And that's big for credibility if you're a salesman,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Just I can just say to you because, you know, I've been putting out this magazine for 40 years, right? And I went out of business a couple of times. So, but in a 40-year period, I've been putting this magazine out so people know who I am, right? And there is something to where if I'm a salesman and I'm selling in Palm Harbor, and just throw it out there, oh, and by the way, I'm the honorary mayor of the chamber, right? Trust, value, and service.
And they know you're there. You're not just fly by night. You're right. Going to be there.
It's credibility.
Credibility is
PR,
so important in any business.
Right.
I think that's so important. Like, your radio stations are very good for the people when they listen to them. That gives you credibility as an individual.
Thank you. And I've been doing this. I'm the longest running show on this station. This is my 26th year here.
Wonderful. Right? Wonderful.
And I've, you know how many people I've seen come and go? How many people have we seen come and go? Like when I'm driving down the road, I was on Missouri. Oh, I remember when Ponderosa used to be there.
Yes.
I remember when Blockbuster used to be there. I remember, you know, and I'm just like, it makes me like sad yet happy. Oh, I remember when Kmart was there.
And Sears was
and
there.
Sears, right. So we're old enough to say that we've seen a lot of changes, right, in business and how people. It used to be no one could beat the St. Pete Times, right? That used to be my objection. We advertise in the paper and that's it. Now it's we advertise on the computer. We can get better deals on the computer, right? And I just try to tell people what we do, you know, with enthusiasm. Believe in what you're doing. Have confidence. And know that you do care. And if you can get those points across, you tend to stay in business. I told you the number. Tammy, come here. This is like unbelievable what we've accomplished, me and her as a team. She's the backbone of this operation.
Hi.
She's
Hi.
A redhead. We got two redheads in here.
Hi.
I'm allergic to them.
Okay.
Uh-oh. How many, just so this is true, and people say that I'm, the number one complaint I get, this guy comes in, his name is Nick. He goes, you never promote your own business on the radio. You always try to promote, I want to promote promotions, but we're on promotions now, and we're going to the printer. How many pages do we have sold in the book? A 96-page book, but actually, how many pages do we have sold?
We are oversold.
But what's the number?
I believe this time it's like 143.
No, we have 100. No, how many pages, though?
Oh, pages? We sold all the pages out of two 96-page books.
Yeah, we're sold at 103. Is the number we're sold at. So we got to pull people
out. But why? Because people believe when they advertise with you, they will get the results that they want. That's what you need.
Right.
With when you're in sales. I've been in sales and I taught broadcasting. But I think the biggest thing to do is get the credibility and then the future will build on itself. Right. That's what Jane and I have done. We've gotten in front of people. Now people come to us. It's the referral. We don't have to go out and resell. I have not done a cold call in possibly 5 years because people come and believe, just like the people come to you,
right.
And they believe.
I still cold call, though. I do. I still cold call.
Do you?
Yeah, I still cold call.
Well, there's new businesses.
There's new, say, a grand opening.
Yes.
I'm not going to wait for them to call me.
Right.
Right. So I see a grand opening. Like, matter of fact, this EA, and I'm just really touched by this printing guy. Because, why is it that your highest paying customer is the easiest one to deal with? In other words, why is it that the guy that tries to, like, work you hard on the price ends up being the guy that gives you the hardest time, too? Why work me on the price and then work me even later? Have you ever had a client like that?
Sure.
And I think the big thing I'm always looking for is the value.
Right.
I have to do, in sales, I've had to do one thing, and that is to sell value. I always try and sell value and not price.
Right.
Price is the bottom of anything.
Right.
If you give them the value, it's
and
a
the
much
benefits.
Better.
And
the
you
benefits.
Know when I learned that is my daughter. I have a daughter. She's 15 years old. And she's got a 4.2 average. She's a cheerleader. She teaches the little kids cheerleading. She's already going. She's in 10th grade. And she's by the 12th grade, she's going to have her associate's degree. She's taking college courses right now at the age of 15. And if there's controversy, she's not in it. Right? I'm just so proud of my daughter, Liberty. And there's a reason why she was named Liberty, too. Mm-hmm. It has to do with 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, mm-hmm. if you remember. But anyhow, what happened was I was going to buy these EarPods, right, for her. And they were on Amazon for $39. But at the Apple store, they were $169. They had the same picture of the Apple thing on it, mm-hmm. on Amazon for $39. But she said those were generic because they were $39. You're talking about value now, right?
Right.
It's, and then I said, well, no, I want to get those. She put up her, you know, she's not conjuring, but she was firm. No, we're going to get the ones at the Apple store for $169. She's not a bad kid now. But she said they're going to be better because they're more money. Right? Value.
Value.
Right? So the,
well, that's one thing we sell.
The name.
As you sell.
Right.
Value.
So it's not price sometimes.
No. It's the name, and it's very possible that those were knockoffs. That's what they call
it. That's what she called it.
It's called a knockoff, and they just, there's, it looks like the Apple symbol, but I bet there's something different.
So I learned something there, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with perfumes.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You say, this bottle's $100. You think the perfume's better. I've sometimes liked a cologne that was $20, better than the cologne that was $100.
Right.
Right.
And it's just, it, to me, it's this, you know. So anyhow, that was something. But I'm going to give you guys a question. Hey, just to, I want you to give you. Okay. You can only pick two. You ready?
Ready.
I'm going to give you three, but you can only pick two. If I said to you, you can have trust, value, and service. No, wait. Trust, value, price. No, I think, I'm sorry. It's service, value, price. But you can only choose two of them. Which would you take?
Definitely not price.
Right, okay. What would you take?
Same, service and value.
And do you know what that tells me about you? If the person that takes price won't be loyal.
No.
I saw
there's always someone.
There's always someone that's going to do
someone's
it cheaper.
Someone's coming in with a better price. Yeah. And you got to remember, if you don't have trust, you have nothing as a business.
Right, and service. So you got, mm-hmm. you got. So if you want price, right, you got that person that answers that. Because I've had people say price.
Mm-hmm.
And I said immediately, you know what that tells me? Is you're not loyal. You'll just, as soon as someone gives you a better price, you're going
to go
there.
You'll go to them, right.
And it happens all the time.
Right, it does.
We'll see someone who comes along and says, well, I can get this particular for a cheaper. Do it. Come back next year. And let me see if
right.
it works.
Sometimes you have to say, in business, you have to hold to your values
right.
and your loyalty and say, somebody's trying to get a cheaper price and you just can't do it. You have to look at what's there and what you can do. Because if you go and go with a cheaper price and try to find something cheap for them, it's not going to work. You're not going to get them back as a customer.
Right. And the word is, to me, love is a great word to use, but that's when you're talking spirituality. You know, love, where love is, God is, and where love and God is happiness. And if you really believe that, you portray love. And then what happens is the Dwyer was telling a story how his daughter just loves animals. She's the most spiritual thing he's ever seen. He has five kids, but this particular kid has love in her heart. He's never seen anything like it. Now, he's a motivator and a preacher too, but he goes, this particular child. Then he tells the story where when he goes out, right, he goes out into the wilderness, he goes, butterflies land on my daughter's head or land on her, but they never land on me. And he says, the more love you put out there, well, I just heard this last night, so I'm not sure. But he's like, the animals and insects and creatures, they all sense that, right?
How many animals actually know, they know how you feel.
Right.
They don't have to be a service dog, but they are so compassionate. They know, they sense, and you know, they'll come and sit by you, or they know.
Do you know there's only one animal that has a love sensor in their brain? And what they did is they analyzed, it was on 60 Minutes. It was only one animal that has a love part where the brain lights up. You know how they do those MRIs?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a section in the brain for love for human beings. There's one animal that has it. It's the dog.
Dog. I was going right. to say it probably is the dog.
I would like to tell you, Jane has heard it 1,000 times from me, my mantra of life. A guy came into town, and he stopped at the gas station, and he said, I'm moving in here. I'm moving in from Smithville over in Georgia. And the gas station attendant said, what were the people like there? He said, I hated every one of them. I could hardly wait to get away from there. The gas station attendant said, you're gonna find them that way here. 5 minutes later, a guy came in, said, I'm moving here from Smithville. Gas station attendant said, what did you think of the people there? He said, I loved them. Every one of them were my friends. I really love them. The gas station attendant said, you're gonna find them that way here. That's life.
Right, that's life. Life on life's terms. You know, what you portray, you know, it's attraction, not promotion. People are attracted, like a bug's attracted to light, right? People, you treat people how to treat you, right? And you should have boundaries, right? Mm-hmm. And but the thing is, too, is I say that, then sometimes I let my kids or someone, I let people just, like I'll say, who left the door open when the air conditioning's on? And you know what my answer to them always was? Yeah, the person that's not paying the electric bill, right? Right? Because I find that, too, is like if it's something's yours and you're responsible for it, you'll tend to have more accountability, right? In other words, if they were paying the electric bill, the door would have been closed.
That's right. And when they get older and they have to, they will do it.
Right.
And you'll see that as your children get older, they will do the things. How many times do you have to tell the young ones to clean up your room and do this and do that? And when they go off on their own and they have their own things and they're paying for it, they'll take care of it.
Accountability. Right. There is something to that. Okay, so Tom, we're going to play Moon River, and then this is being sponsored by Pictor Marketing Solutions. And then they're Pictor Marketing Solutions. So you can Google them, Pictor, P-I-C-T-O-R, Marketing Solutions. This song is being sponsored by Pictor Marketing Solutions in Palm Harbor. Wherever you're going, I'm going your way. Two drifters off to see the world. There's such a lot of world to see. We're after the same rainbow's end, waving round the bend, my huckleberry friend, Moon River and me. Wherever you're going, I'm going your way. Two drifters off to see the world. There's such a lot of world to see. We're after that same. My huckleberry friend, Moon River, and me.
Gatorade Zero.
Loser buys.
Jumping little record I want my jockey to play. Roll over
of Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature rising, the jukebox blowing a fuse. My heart beating rhythm and my soul keep a singing the blues. I roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. I got the rockin' pneumonia, I need a shot of rhythm and blues. I caught the rolling off the writer sitting down at a rhythm review. I roll over Beethoven, they're rocking in two by two. Well, if you feel it and like it, go get your lover, then reel and rock it. Roll it over, then move on up just a trifle further, then reel and rock with. Run another, roll over Beethoven, dig these rhythm and blues. She wiggle like a glowworm, dance like a spinning top. She got a crazy partner, you ought to see him reel and rock. Long as she got a dime, the music won't never stop. I roll over Beethoven, I roll over Beethoven, I roll over Beethoven, I roll over Beethoven.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I have no kick against modern jazz. Unless they try to play it too darn fast. And change the beauty of the melody. Until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I took my loved one over across the tracks. So she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rockin' band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. Then don't you folks, they had a jamboree. They're drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up. And started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Don't care to hear them play a tango. I'm in the mood to dig a mambo. It's way too early for the Congo. So keep a rocking that piano. So I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me.
Right, so we're back from our little break. We're here in the studio with the Pictors. So how are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
Doing great. Coming down and seeing you makes it even better.
Oh, how sweet. I actually just got back from Pinellas Park. There was an accident on US 19, and I got kind of stuck in traffic, so I was running about 5 minutes late.
There is always an accident on US 19.
Yes. You know, you are so
all,
right.
All time, day and night.
That is very true.
Yeah, we live over in Highland Lakes. And we hear the all of the going down Highlands Boulevard, all of the ambulances and everything, day and night.
Yeah. People have to slow down, and I think the police are making a big effort. I have seen quite a bit of information on their watching 19 because it is such a known speed trap.
I just actually moved up to Holiday not too long ago, so now my ride is a little longer to get home and come down this way. But, oh my gosh, the traffic is crazy. There was, I was reading in the news, I get news sent to my phone, and there were two motorcycle-involved shootings, just last week. One happened where apparently there was a gentleman riding a motorcycle who got shot at, but it only grazed his arm, but they didn't pinpoint where the actual bullet came from or what car was shooting at him, so they have no idea about that. And then the very next day, there was a man in a truck and a motorcyclist shot him. I was like, oh my goodness.
You have to be careful.
Because people do get road rage, I tell you, out there. You got to be careful.
I keep away from them.
Yes. Yes. I basically drive all day long, so I see lots. And the other day, there was actually four accidents at the same time on US 19 from Countryside Mall to... Mm-hmm. Basically right past Klosterman. Right.
And thank heavens, maybe some of that might be improved with the new flyover.
You know, it made such a big difference. Like, really, me coming back from where I was at in Pinellas Park today, like, you can tell the big difference because there's no lights in that one stretch of 19.
Right.
And it really does make the traffic flow a lot better, and it's a lot, lot faster.
How far does this... coupon book cover?
All the way to Pinellas Park, to Holiday, and everywhere in between.
Well, good.
So. Actually, that's what I was meeting a client. Shout out to Mark at Spencer's Western World down in Pinellas Park today. That's where I was coming back from, just making sure, because we're at deadline right now, making sure his ad was all good. And
so the new book is going to come out when?
Actually, Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, good. We'll look for it.
How long have you been in this business?
I have been doing this for, oh my gosh, almost 12 years now.
Really?
Yeah.
You began when you were 22 years old.
Well, I actually left nursing, and I had met Brian previous to that, and so nursing really just burned me out. You know, it's very stressful. I was working about 85 hours a week. And it's very hard for some reason in Florida to get professional people to work with you, believe it or not, even nurses. But I had left that, but I was doing marketing for the facility because I was the director of nursing at the time, but I was doing marketing for people that were moving into the building. So I kind of was going around to, you know, meets and different places doing assessments for people and stuff like that, which I actually enjoy because I love what I do now. It's not stressful. I make my own hours, but I get to talk to people like you guys all day long.
So where can people pick up the book?
Well, we have I think we've expanded it, but we have about 950 locations from Pinellas Park to Holiday, generally almost all the gas stations along 19, CVS's, Walmart's, Walgreens, generally most of the thrift stores. Like, I have an outside racks as well, but one of my best distributions is actually in Dunedin at outside of Bell's Plaza. It's unbelievable to me. It holds like 28 bundles of books. There's 25 books to a bundle, and they'll pick all of those up in about 3 or 4 days when we first come out with the book.
Because they want them, and they're going to
I'd like to know from you, what is the biggest advantage of using you?
Well, I think one of the biggest things, especially right now with it being snowbird season, we target a lot of areas where, let's say, we have a lot of, you know, people that mail things out in the mail, but you never hit the tourist, which that's our industry here in Florida, is our tourist. And so we are in all the hotels down on Clearwater Beach, all the way down to St. Pete's. So that hits our tourist market. We're all over Clearwater Beach, actually, in many of the different retail stores and different places down that way. So a lot of tourists, they look for the book, and like they'll come on Facebook and say, hey, you know, where is that book? But that's one market that you can't target if you're doing a mail out.
No.
So that's one place that I think that it's a little bit different, and it's an advantage for us because we do the distribution along the beaches. And, you know, our tourists, they come here, and they are looking to spend money. Like, they're not eating in the hotel room.
Right.
You know, they are looking for places to go. They don't know where to go. And so the majority of our clients, you know, they've got quality food, they've got nice places, so they are looking for places where they can go spend money.
And it's good for the investor because they come in with the coupon,
right,
and then they know that they have bought from your book.
Absolutely.
So
it sells itself then.
It's return on investment.
Right, right. I mean, like I said, we're a little different. I mean, we're very, very fortunate. We maintain a lot of our clients. Like, we don't lose a lot of clients every quarter when we go to print. So I know it's a little different because a lot of people, if you talk to them in the industry, they're like, oh, you'll lose 50% and replace. We lose out of about 140 clients, we lose about 20, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So we only have those many pages available each time.
And those that may stop, it may be that their offer is seasonal also.
Right, or, you know, on occasion, places have closed,
right,
or they have moved out of our area, maybe, mm-hmm, you know, opened a place in Tampa or something, because we're predominantly in Pinellas County.
County. So people that are hearing this today that are visitors or they're down here for the wonderful weather we're having need to find the coupon book so that they can go out and get some good food. There's good food
for
in here,
sure,
and good savings.
Yeah, we have a lot of good deals in there. If you have, you know, a car, you need an oil change, you need your car fixed. Mm-hmm. We've got reputable companies as well. We have Meineke and, you know, Amco and big, you know, chain stores that people would know the name of.
Again, the big thing with you is credibility.
Yes. And, you know, I partnered up with Brian. Brian's been doing this about 40 years. So you probably can't go into a business in our area that doesn't know him.
Right. Well, what are the restrictions? Are there any businesses that you do not work with?
No. Well, the main thing is, like, we really do care about what we do. So I wouldn't want to advertise for somebody that it wouldn't be effective for. You know,
right,
like, the businesses that it works the best for, I have to say, of course, are restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
They get the most coupons back as far as their return. And car places get a lot of coupons back as well. I mean, but we have been successful with even real estate people. We've been successful with many different businesses. Marketing businesses, computer sales, people that fix computers, like any. People pick up the book I talk to a lot of the people that actually use the book, too, when I'm out in the field passing them out. So when they pick it up, I will ask them, you know, what are you looking for in there? And they'll tell me, oh, it's this specific place, or, oh, we just want to see what you have in there this time. And we actually get phone calls from people, like, for example, we had a plumbing company that was in the book for many years, and they actually went out of business. So the next season, it was during snowbird season, when the people came back, because that's not something you use every single day, but it branded them, because when people see it in there all the time, then they have it in their mind, well, when I do need that plumber, oh, it's in that book, I'm going to call them. So they were like, oh, where is so-and-so? Because they're not in the book anymore, but they had actually closed their business.
You used a term that I think a lot of people are not acquainted with that I think is very important. That is branding.
Yes, yes.
You know, a lot of places don't know how to brand themselves. We have been very specific how we brand ourselves as a company.
Right. That's what you guys do. You brand people.
We help to brand them,
and
you do too, because you say, the people know they're in your book.
Absolutely.
I really would say one thing, you people are very professional. That's what we look for when we deal with a company. Someone who's professional, does what they say they're going to do, and we believe that so strongly.
But since if it's real honest, I'm very disorganized. And I'm not proud to say it. But I am. But she's not. She's the backbone of the company. She don't miss nothing. But I'm disorganized. You know, I'll lose a card, right? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But anyhow, that's not something that I should really say, but that's just who I am.
Right. Well, we just had a good conversation on the book and how good it is.
So the guy just gave me his credit card over the phone. Of course, I can't tell you his number.
No.
He's from Puerto Rico. He's a realtor. He just moved into the area from Puerto Rico. His brother owns a real estate company, Ruttenberg.
Yeah.
Ruttenberg Realty on mm-hmm. Gulf to Bay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Charles Ruttenberg. He's a branch of their franchise of the Charles Ruttenberg organization, right? So he gives me the three numbers on the back. And it's spiritual, right? Guess what the three numbers were? 777.
Oh, my heavens.
So, I was just telling him, I said, do you mind if I say that on the air? You know what I'm saying? And we didn't even think he was going. Do you remember you were on the conversation mm-hmm. that I said that he's not going?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, just call him just to see. You remember sales?
Right.
I said, call him because he never responded to the text. So there it shows. So she calls him. He answers. He goes, oh, yeah, I see a mistake in the ad. There's a way. Do you mind me talking sales techniques?
Does
anybody mind that?
Someday I will learn them.
That's right. You can't buy experience. But, I know someone's going when they start giving you the changes. They don't even say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like he said right away, he goes, he has a Puerto Rican exchange, whatever it is, 787 or whatever the Puerto Rican exchange is. So he immediately says, oh, by the way, this is how the conversation, before you print that ad, you got to make sure you change the, what do they call that? The first three numbers. What's that called?
Prefix. The exchange.
Yeah. Right, so now he never said yes, though, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But by him making the ad, you already know where I'm going with this. I already know it, both of you. So when he made the ad copy change, I knew that it was mm-hmm. a yes. I didn't have to ask him.
Right.
So like when you show someone a proof and then they start telling you what they want changed, you know you have the deal.
Right.
Without them saying yes.
Right. Right. Right.
So mm-hmm. then I was like, oh my, I almost didn't call him. What did I tell Tammy out there? I said he's not going.
And, so many people wait for that phone call.
Right.
They want to know that, and that's true in our business. And that's why we have to go back. And I'm just saying it's time. We go back over the customers. You revisit them. You call them. You see what they're doing. What do they need? I went through an education, a sales promotional products education one time. I'll never forget this. The guy said, you're out there, you're calling, you're talking to people. And he was talking about cold calls, but maybe they're not totally called. They may be referrals. And then you go in and they say, nope, I'm not interested. Not now. Don't give up. You keep calling that person for at least a year and a half, because maybe in 3 months, whatever they're doing might have changed. It might be a different mood. It might be they want them.
And you know what? Just to say, it could be the other way around. Dude,
yes.
You get the deal, go get the deal, right? Because you have the person's, let's just set this straight there. The difference between a con artist and a salesman, the con artist doesn't have the person's best interest.
Right.
Oh. The salesman cares and has their best interest. And after they buy your product, do they benefit and grow?
Mm-hmm.
Is it in their best interest? Do you care?
And so you call them back.
But here's the thing, too, is I've made this mistake. I made the deal on Monday. They say yes, and then you get, okay, you think you have the deal, and then you get with them later on in the week, and then they tell you, oh, my transmission went on my car or whatever. Or one guy said, this has just happened recently, and it matters what I'm about to say. I don't mean this like in a negative way. But he said his mom had a heart attack,
mm-hmm.
right? And that was serious, and I said, take care of that. Mm-hmm. Right, and I don't mean that to sound, but it was that. Like, you don't know what can happen. Mm-hmm. So I had the deal, but I waited. In other words, when the iron's hot.
Right.
Right, don't, on the other end, too. When you make the deal, get there. But if you don't make the deal, keep calling.
Keep in touch.
Keep in touch.
I think one thing that's very important is how you are perceived by everyone. A story that I can remember is I was at a convention with one of my clients. And we were talking about it, and I said, who is that? And he said, oh, he's just a salesman. And I said, right. Well, what am I? You're a friend. If you can get to that point, you've got the sale made forever.
Right. Tom Hopkins tells the story of this queen that's in Africa. And this guy went on a ship and he was selling all the products to them, spices and all that. And then the queen said just before he left, he goes, she said to him, I like me best when I'm around you. And here she's buying all his products. And Tom Hopkins was trying to say, he wrote the book on how to master the art of selling anything to anybody, right? And what he said is that you really got to care. That's where I got the care thing from. But people want to do business with someone they like.
The magic word to me is sincerity.
Sincerity.
If you don't have sincerity, you're never going to be able to sell.
Right.
I think sincerity is important. That's why we deal with you.
Right. And then that's too, like me and you, where you're going to put a deal, and I'm not saying you have to do it, but I'm just saying we're going to buy shirts from you. Mm-hmm. And then you know that I'm the last, you know, just... Should I say this to people? I want to get you guys' input on this. You know, like you said, who's your competitors? If you would have asked me that 20 years ago, I would have listed off like 15 people. All these different publications. Mom and pop publications. Do you know I'm the last mom and pop publication in northern Pinellas County? All the other ones are controlled by the big media. So, like, when you get called on from, say, the Beacon, you're getting called on by someone that's a salesman. When you're getting called on from Savers Digest, you're getting called on by a salesman. But they're multi-county wide. The Beacon is multi-county wide. I'm the last independently owned and operated publication in Palm Harbor. Should I tell that to people?
Sure. That is credibility.
Does that matter?
Yes, it does.
It does to me.
Okay, it does. That's what I'm saying.
And again, it gets to the big thing.
We survived.
Well,
but you're credible.
Credible.
You're credible.
Credible. I think another word, along with sincere, is credible.
Credible.
If you are credible and you're sincere, you will make it regardless.
Right.
People like to deal with local businesses. Right. Many people do.
We're in the same boat, me and you, right? Mm-hmm. And but I get told, you know, I was just like the last of the Mohicans. So when I was asked that question 20 years ago, I would list off the Dunedin Times. I would list off Savings Today. I'd list off Clip It. You know what I'm saying? I can go down the list. All these little coupon books and publications and, you know, that were around, you know, I would say, oh, you got like 5 minutes? I'll tell you all these different publications. One by one, they have all gone out of business. One by one. You know? And I'm still here, and we're oversold. So what I think has happened is, as like they call them orphans, right? And if some company goes out of business, now these clients that were in that book are orphans.
So they have to find, you have to find
right,
them.
So by me surviving, I was able to actually do better because I got all the orphans. Mm-hmm.
But then you have to contact them.
You
have to be able to then fit their needs.
Right.
And do that, and it gets back to... Even though I believe very strongly someone will buy something once if it's good, but if it's not good, they will not buy again.
That's right. You got to provide a service that's in their best interest and that they can evaluate it. But also, too, is even if they don't, like they just barely make it, if they like you, that'll put them over the edge, too. Whereas maybe, you know, they're branding their name, they're getting their name out in the magazine. Maybe they didn't get the response they wanted, but they like you. Hey, I'll go again because of the service.
Correct.
And the sincerity, like you had talked about. Let's talk about pictures. Tell us some of this promotional stuff you guys got going on.
Well, something that's very big right now or to be thinking about that's coming up throughout the rest of the year is trade shows, events, business meetings. We can service and provide the table coverings, the pull-up banners, the tents. How many people do street fairs and they need the tent? They want their names on it, all their logos. We can provide all of that. So trade shows, or if you're having a business meeting, a corporation, they want to provide maybe a tablet or a notebook for the people that are coming to the meeting with their name on it, something they'll keep. We can provide that.
And even at the trade show, too, which I don't have, the reason why we're doing business with Pictor Marketing today is because if you're at a trade show and you have your name, credibility, but also lets people know what you do. Let's just say I sell apples. I'm not saying I sell apples. Best apples in town. And I'm a guy, and I see that, I'm looking over and I see that on someone's shirts. Guess what I love? Mm-hmm. I love apples. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that if it's not on the guy's shirt.
That's right.
I just look at him and I see a person. So that's a lead. By me getting a professionally done shirt, which tells me one, credibility, and I'm going to order some apples from that guy only because I know what he does, mm-hmm. because he's wearing a shirt that has a promotion on it.
Right.
I want to tell you something to remember me by.
Okay.
My son always squirms when I say this. We were going to name him Victor. My wife would not let me. Can you imagine a little kid going around saying, "Hi, I'm Victor Pictor." Now you can remember me.
But that's other
Pictor Marketing Solutions.
My last name is Claus. Imagine if I named my kid Santa.
Right.
See, that's the thing to do is to remember. I've gone up to people and they say, "Aren't you Victor?" And I say, "No, my name is Bob." "Oh, I thought of you as Victor Pictor."
There you go. Maybe that's what we should say.
Associations.
So no doubt about it. That's why I say Pictor Marketing.
Right.
Brand the Pictor Marketing name. What's the name?
Pictor Marketing. Not Motion.
What's the name, Tom? Pictor Marketing.
Not Motion. That was the other thing.
Pick. Think of a pick.
No, like when Motion Pictor.
May think of a thing when you were a kid. We pick teams, right?
Right.
I pick Bob. I pick Jane. Then just add "er" to it. I picked her, Jane. I picked her, Bob. We want to brand the name Pictor. When you think Pictor, and I could go with a gross one there too, but I won't. I'm sure you've heard it. I picked her.
And when people are thinking about things they need, besides, you know, your trade shows, we do things for health and wellness, for hospitals, for nursing homes, for home cares, for assisted livings. You know, they need things. Assisted living places want people come to visit. They're trying to solicit new customers, new clients. So giving something with their name on it.
One thing we're trying very hard to do, wherever possible, we're wanting to buy local, and we're wanting to, if at all possible, keep it within the United States. We're very pro-American. Yes.
Very good.
There are some places we cannot do it.
Right.
But the other thing that we want to stand by, our industry does stand by, is reliability, that it will work.
Just real quick. Two of my competitors, and I'm not going to say their names, one of the money goes to Atlanta because that's where the corporation is.
Mm-hmm.
So you're taking your money out of Florida or even Dunedin, Palm Harbor, and you're sending it to Atlanta. And there's another guy that owns the company. He lives in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And that all the money's going to Tennessee. And that's where the corporation is set up, in Tennessee.
And where?
One's in Atlanta. You guys are set up, I guarantee you, in Palm Harbor.
Right.
I guarantee you live in Palm Harbor.
Right.
So you're going to circulate the money that's going to help out the businesses that you're doing business with.
I think that's an important thing to do. A lot of people don't think where the money is going to go.
Let's play Moon River. End the show with Moon River. This is Moon River by Pictor Marketing. You pick teams, think
you
of it that
Pictor.
Way. Think Pictor. Marketing. Any type of your marketing needs to brand your name, to give you credibility, let's go with it. Let's play the song. Ready? Here it is. You got Moon River?
Moon River.
That's our song.
Pictor's song.
Than a mile. I'm crossing you in style. Someday.
Pictor been married 57 years.
You have
Heinz 57 sauce.
Wherever you're going, I'm going your way.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.